Okay, here we go, everybody. It's me, Gregor Mannarino, Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025. A lot of things happened yesterday with regard to this market and with the economy. Things change on a dime around here. So let's just do a little review. Yesterday, we heard this from our illustrious U.S. Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessin, here. And this really did set the market, I don't want to say on fire, but put a little green on the screen for all of us here. Nice gains across the board. Bessent saying that the U.S.-China tariff fight looks like it's going to end in the very near future. Market loved hearing that. I really believe this is just a smoke screen to stop the bleeding in the market. However, we got this from President Trump, and, well, you guys let me know what's going on here. The Street Roundtable, Trump eases tension, saying China tariffs will be nowhere near 145%. So this is what happened here. So President Trump is saying the tariffs on China will be nowhere near 145%, signaling a softer stance amid market fears. President Trump moves to ease investor concerns over escalating trade tensions that these tariffs are not going to be anywhere close to 145% on China. So look, man, you guys and girls let me know what's happening with this whole thing. I really don't believe, honestly, that there is a deal anywhere close with China. And this, I mean, maybe Trump backing off again on his tough stance and Bessent here saying that a deal is coming soon. I just think this is a ruse, in my opinion. I don't, to stop the bleeding in the stock market, period. I don't know. You guys and girls let me know what's happening. Now, stock futures are higher on the back of President Trump's statement, and this too. So President Trump did a massive flip-flop here with regard to his stance on Powell. So President Trump shifts to a friendlier tone for Fed Powell. This was yesterday. Now saying he has no intention of firing him. President Trump, this was yesterday, ratcheted down his rhetoric towards Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, saying he doesn't plan to try to remove the head of the nation's central bank. I have no intention of firing him. This is what he said in the Oval Office yesterday. So, you know, things have changed. But look, man, in my opinion, this is just a way to stop the bleeding in the market. And this is what's going on this morning. So the stocks, the dollar gain on Trump backtracking his stance on Powell. Apparently, China is not going to be getting 145% tariffs. I mean, to make this stuff up, man. I really believe that, look, man, President Trump should stick to what he says, because this flip-flopping is frankly a sign of mental illness, in my opinion. Stick to your guns, sir, one way or the other. Stand behind your freaking convictions if what you're saying is actually true, unless, seriously, he needs to up his medication. Now, let's back up. Yesterday, Bessent's comments about an apparent deal being close with China. Yes, this put a little fire behind the market, but nothing dramatic. And today, stock futures are higher on the back of President Trump's comments with regard to the Fed chair. Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to fire the guy. And then with China saying, okay, don't worry, we're not going to have, you know, I'm not the tough guy I'm pretending to be, and I'm going to back off on these tariffs here. You would expect to see this market futures at least be much higher. Well, let's see where this goes throughout the day. I believe that this is all just garbage. With regard to the Fed chair, I don't know, did they have a sit down with President Trump? Because this guy was on a tirade, as you all know. I'm going to fire this guy. I'm going to find a way around it. He's a loser. He called him every name under the sun. But now all of a sudden, they're friends again. Imagine our shock. Anyway, look, on the back of all this, whatever you want to call this, I have no idea what's going on. Maybe you guys can let me know. You got a stronger dollar this morning, not much stronger, but a little bit, still below 100. You got the 10-year yield cratering. We dropped nearly 10 basis points overnight. This is incredible, a massive amount of debt buying. And I'm going to give you guys one opportunity to guess at who's doing it. It's the Fed. They're buying it all. Commodities aren't due too much this morning. Gold and silver, I hate calling them commodities. This is real money, as you all know. All right, there you go. But look at cryptocurrencies, man. They are surging, surging higher. Let's talk about some economic news here. Weekly mortgage demand plunges 13%. People are getting squeezed. They're just getting crushed. Foreign investors are dumping U.S. debt like there's no tomorrow. But gauging from the drop here in the 10-year yield, who's buying it all? Duh. We know who's buying it all. Oh, no one saw this one coming. Britain posts a much bigger budget deficit than expected. Wait till you see the ones here in the United States. They're going to be astro-freaking-nomical. Intel, another company talking about massive slashes to their workforce. And you have no idea, well, if you follow this blog, you do, or what's coming down the pike. Corporate layoffs are going to go absolutely off the Richter scale. Now, the illustrious Elon Musk is going to be spending less time at Doge. Yes, Musk says he's going to be spending less time at Doge. How did you like all the cash that was clawed back by Doge that was misallocated? How did you like all the arrests that Doge made by those who committed fraud? How did you like all those who were held to account by Doge for misallocating funds? Great, right? This was another smokescreen, a rouge. All of you that were counting on Biden and all these other people that are going to be arrested, they're going to be in handcuffs because it was all a lie. You know that. At least I hope you're expecting it now, that nothing is going to happen. I told you from day one that nothing was going to happen. Oh, Greg, you're going to be wrong. We're going to see arrests here. You think we have to just wait a little bit? How long are you willing to wait? Come on, guys and girls, man. Those of you that still believe in this nonsense, you got to stop. At one point, you got to just say, look, man, I know I was lied to and I was duped. When will that come? For some of you, probably never. But anyway, look, guys and girls, what would you expect in this environment run by devils? This is devilism of the highest possible order. The flip-flopping, the nonsensical garbage here. Again, think about what's going on. No one wants our dollars. No one wants our debt getting dumped, but the Fed's buying it all, as you would expect here. It's an incredible thing. No one saw this one coming. Oh, no, no, no. Debts and deficits around the world are going to hyperballoon beyond your wildest dreams, and you all know that here. People can't survive, mortgage demand cratering here. Oh, cryptos are doing great. Stock market looks like it's going to put on some gains today. Anyway, what do you think about all this? Trump's flip-flopping, backtracking, whatever you want to call it. Now him and Powell, they're friends again. They're friends again. No intention of firing him. Lovely. Bessent, there's a deal coming soon with China. I'm going to tell you, don't hold your breath. And don't worry, tariffs are going to be nowhere near 145%, says the tough guy who's spineless, has no backbone, and can't even support his own convictions. But this is who we have. Make it up. Make any of this stuff up. I dare you. Anyway, guys, listen. With regard to what's happening, we really just got to continue to do what we're doing here. We've been on target with this. We're not going to stop betting against the system. You all know that. Get out of the dollar. What else can I tell you? You know, the IMF yesterday, their warning on the global financial system. They know what's coming. They just have to let you in on the secret because, you see, that's how they operate. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. We're going to see a locking up of the financial system. People like you're not going to believe. Yesterday, I did put out an entire paper for all of you, a complete breakdown of what this is going to look like. It's in your inbox right now if you subscribe to my newsletter. Link in the description of this video. With regard to the market, I got you covered there too. There's a link in the description of this video. Check it out from my website there. Free to everybody. My breakdowns of the market. Although there's a little different dynamic here. Okay, with regard to the S&P 500, things changed. Things have now changed. You got Trump flip-flopping again, with regard to tariffs on China. I mean, you can't make that up. It's this way. It's that way. It's this way. It's that way. I mean, make any of this stuff up. And now him and Powell are friends again. They're friends again. I mean, it's impossible, people, to make any of this stuff up. What is this? What do we got here? You guys and girls want to let me in on a little secret here. Those of you that think I got it all wrong, how are you feeling now that your real strong man is now saying, don't worry, tariffs are going to be nowhere near 145%, and now Powell and I, we're friends. Did you expect that? Trump doesn't know if he's coming or going, and he's taking his orders. Do you think this is just a coincidence why he's flip-flopping with regard to Powell? No. He's being told what to do, when to say, and I think those that are puppetizing him are going out of their way to make him look like an imbecile. That's what it looks like to me. Are we on the same page here? Because I want to hear from you. Greg, you got it wrong here because this is a real negotiation tactic. He's playing 3D chess. You know it, Greg. Can't believe I'm still hearing this kind of stuff. But because these people are locked into some kind of derangement that they can't snap out of. It's impossible for them to do. They get the truth blasted in their face. They still don't see it. It's an incredible thing. It really is. All right, guys, listen, I think that's kind of about it. I do want to hear from you on all these. Does any of this surprise you? Not really, right? I'm going to say it's a little bit, I'm not going to say surprising, but Trump's flip-flopping here with regard to Powell, I mean, that was a little bit, I mean, we called this. We said they were going to set up this back and forth battle. It happened here, but now they're friends again. Maybe tomorrow they're going to be enemies again. I don't know. It depends on which script they give the illustrious duppy president that we have here. And now this China issue, let me tell you something about this. The market doesn't believe it. The market doesn't believe it, and I'm going to tell you why. Yesterday, Bessent's comments, we got a 1,000-point gain in the Dow. Okay, big freaking whoopee freaking deal. If the market really believed it, we'd be 2,000-3,000 points in the Dow. And with regard to the stock futures this morning, yeah, they're higher, but not by anything that you would say is extravagant or something. If honestly, the market believed anything that it's hearing right now here. Well, the market doesn't know what to do. The market is, it is what it is, man. But this is all just, people are starting to understand that they have been lied to. They have been duped. And nothing is what it was purported to be, okay? Trump did one thing that was really good and needed to be doing, and that was secure the borders. As for every single thing else, everything, it's been a joke. And the joke isn't on us. The joke is on him because he looks like a clown of the highest possible order because he is a clown of the highest possible order. Sound about right to you? Yeah, I think so. All right, guys, I'm going to let you go. Love you all from the heart with all I got. I'll see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I won't be wearing the hat. I'm having a bad hair day. Anyway, people hate these hats. That's okay. Doesn't really matter now, does it? All right, guys, that's all. All right. Please comment. Please share the video. Get it out there. And, if I earned your thumbs up, I'd appreciate that, too. Let me know where I got this right, where I got this wrong. And, that's all. I'll see you.